As Jean says, the attack on Kunduz seems to have been perpetrated by a very different kind of Taliban, a group of guys taking selfies and posting them online. Bashir Ahmad Gwak is a correspondent for Radio Mashal, a Pashtun service for Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. Bashir, tell us about the kind of Taliban selfies you've been seeing on social media coming out of Kunduz.
There are selfies and pictures coming out of Kunduz that people are taking pictures with Taliban. Mostly these pictures are posted on pro-Taliban pages on Facebook. Most of the people are taking pictures with them. It's a kind of new thing that Taliban coming with, you know, these guns and everything, and they have just suddenly get into the city. And there is sensation around Taliban and the guerrilla fighters. So people are taking pictures with them, these young, you know, Afghans. And they maybe they just want to just take pictures with them so they can show it later to some relative and boast about it. But the Taliban are using those pictures for their own propaganda and showing to the world or, you know, on social media that people are very excited about Taliban.
So it's kind of interesting because it wasn't so long ago that the Taliban banned any use of the internet. I mean, it was strictly forbidden, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And one of the newspapers that they were publishing at the time, Ningarhar Daily from eastern Afghanistan, I have the clippings of that paper, the front page story, that Mullah Omar has personally banned internet. And if anybody is seen using internet, he will be punished according to Sharia. But nowadays, you know, they have realized that, you know, internet is something that, you know, they cannot avoid. And it's a very powerful media for them, because the radio stations and the TV channels, they are editing their stuff. They have to balance their stories. But on social media, they don't need this. They just post pictures there. And one of the video that I saw from Taliban, one of the guy was recording the video, and another Talib member, his friend, is asking him, are you going to post this onto the internet, Facebook? And he said, yeah, in 5 minutes it will be there. And Taliban, you can see Taliban encouraging people to record them and record the whole scenario there, and then they can post it on the social media and Facebook, because people, you know, when they see it coming from a local resident or just a common man, they believe it more than Taliban pages. So it's a good technique for them. So they can use people's enthusiasm and, you know, the fascination for the Taliban for their own propaganda.
What are you hearing from your contacts in Kunduz about what's actually happening on the ground and the degree to which people there are excited about the Taliban? I mean, is it a whole different story when you talk to people you know in Kunduz?
They are not so excited about this, because we are hearing that there's a food and medicine shortage in Kunduz, and Taliban are using them as human shields. So they are not able to get out of the city. And also now, Taliban are now using local young men and recruiting them, actually forcing them to fight for them. So it's very difficult.
Bashir, I understand one of the selfies was of a Taliban guy high-fiving a citizen of Kunduz. What did you make of that?
It's very interesting, because, you know, these young Taliban fighters, when they came in the 90s, when they started their government and, you know, they pushed the Northern Alliance back, they banned clapping. You know, nobody could clap. You could only say Allahu Akbar, and, you know, you could shout these holy slogans, but not clapping. But nowadays, they have cheering. The way of cheering is different. No, hi-fi is not a forbidden thing for Taliban, and they think it's very cool to attract young Afghans.
So high-fives and selfies, the new look.
High-fives and selfies, yeah, it's trending. Whatever they do, they want to record it and put it on the internet.
Bashir Ahmad Gwak is a reporter for RFERL Radio Mashal. Thanks, Bashir.
Thanks.